Well, today's episode is on Brief Guide to Intimations US 245 for All Tax Demand by SAG Infotech Private Limited Company. So let's start. In this article, we are giving a deep explanation about intimations under Income Tax Section 245 for Outstanding Tax Demand. Through the assistance of e-filing of ITR, it is simpler for the assessors and the tax department to file the taxes. The processing of ITRs, providing intimation under Section 143(1), furnishing the rectification under Section 154, and processing of refunds would be quicker when performed online. Refund adjustments for intimations under Section 245. The income tax authorities have the power under Section 245 for managing any former year's demand with the refund amount due to the assessors. No restriction of time is there to manage the outstanding demands with due refunds. Hence, under the law, the tax demand for a 2001 could be managed with respect to the due refund, a 2021-22. But the same adjustment could be incurred post to providing the intimation in writing to the assessors and furnishing him with the chance to answer the asked adjustment. Deep analysis of intimations under Section 245. Now seeing when the demand gets raised. The intimation only delivers the amount of the outstanding demand, tax amount and interest, along with the year to which the demand is related. Information, breakup, nature, and backup documents of the tax demand would not be available with the intimation. In that case, the assessors is not required to ask his jurisdictional assessing officer and urge for the breakup/fax with backup assistance the demand and file a rectification application as per that. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at https://blog.saginfotech.com or call us at 0141-407-2000. Thanks for listening.